Praise the Lord. Message number 277. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 15. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. And let's read the whole chapter. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabne and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwell in Gurbaal and Mehonim. And the Ammonites gave him gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entrance in of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Hosea had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jeiel the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army 300,000 and 70,500 that made war with mighty power to keep the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and harbingers and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows, and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. and Azariah. The priests went in after him, and with him fourscore priests of the Lord that were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, Appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, God of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, he himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Gotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper, and Gotham his son reign in his stead. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, and we bless you, magnify your name. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this day and use it mightily for your glory. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint my lips and the message that you send to your church and to your people. Let your name be lifted up and glorified and magnified in the life of your church and in the life of your people. I pray, O God, lead us and guide us through your word to do your will, O God, to do the things that you want us to do, to fulfill the requirement of your calling into our life. Anoint my lips, O God, put statements and verses and scriptures to encourage your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God sent us his word to help us, to support us, to heal us, to guide us, to correct us, to rebuke us. And we need his word so that we'll be guided and we'll be strengthened with his word to go on in serving him wholeheartedly. There are important lessons we hear and we learn today from the calling of God to Uzziah the priest. The first point is here is to fulfill God's calling is don't look down to yourself because you are young. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Your age is not a problem, but your obedience and commitment to God is of more importance and will bring the difference. The second point we learn from this passage to fulfill God's calling, restore things that was lost and taken by the enemy. You know, we have read that Uzziah in verse 2, he built Eloth and restored it to Judah. Certain things the Lord will call you to work with Him and to restore it back to His church. Be a restorer. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12, you say your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. The third point, do what is right in the sight of the Lord. We have read in verse 4 about Uzziah, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Uzziah kept up the pure worship of the true God. Therefore, yourself, as you hear the message, start to seek God and do what is right in His sight. The Lord will reveal to you new things. And once He is revealing that to you, then start to obey and do what is right in His sight. And He will lead you further in doing His will. The fourth point to fulfill God's calling, get instructed with God's word from God's teachers. We have read in verse 5 that he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. As long as he was sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Uzziah was taught by Zechariah, and some they say that this is Zechariah the priest, the son of Zechariah the priest, who was killed by Joash the king. Zechariah was a teacher to Uzziah, and he has understanding with the vision of God and the law of God, and impart that understanding and that kind of faith into the life of Uzziah. You need to be taught and nurtured with God's word and with the teachers of the church, who will impart to you the law of God and the ways of God, so you will be able to grasp what is going on around you and in your life. You need to have Bible studies, and the Bible study that Zechariah was teaching to Uzziah was the way for him to see God and to know Him in a better way. And as we have read, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Prosperity and blessing and success in your life will follow as you start to grasp the Bible study and the messages that you are receiving from us as a church, and put them into practice. Then prosperity also will follow, and you will have success in your life and in your ministry. The fifth point, apply what you learn and instructed with in doing the good work of God. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, say, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Uzziah did marvelous things to the Lord, as we have read in the scriptures. Everyone, and even you who listen, when God called you to serve Him, the Lord had already prepared good works that you need to be doing them, and in doing them you are fulfilling God's calling in your life. Point number 6, go forward and fight the good fight. We have read in verse 6, he went forth and warred against the Philistine, and he broke down the wall of God and the wall of Jabne. In the same way, you need to go forward in responding to the commandments of Jesus, the great commission of Jesus to go and make disciples. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe everything I have commanded you, and surely I will be with you to the very end of the age. You need to persevere and fighting the good fight and making a new disciple. Paul said to Timothy, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. In the same way, you need to go forward and fight the good fight in serving the Lord, doing the good work that He already prepared, and fulfilling the calling of God into your life. The seventh point, build good things for God. In verse 6, we have read, after he break down the wall of Gad and the wall of Jabnes and the wall of Ashdod, the wall of Ashdod, and build cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. He built new things, new cities. God call you to build good things for Him. Point number 8, receive God's help. In verse 7, and God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that were in Gurbaal and the Mehonim. When you respond to God's call and in obedience to Him, ultimately you will find God helping you and aiding you in your walk and mission, so that His purpose will be fulfilled in your life. It is your right and a privilege and part of your sincere faith to receive help from God when you obey Him. So it is a privilege. When you obey God, then you receive God's help. More privilege in point number 9 is following the example of Isaiah, strengthen yourself and receive gifts and honor. In verse 8, and the Ammonites gave gifts to Isaiah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. God used Ammonites to give gifts to Isaiah out of their reverence to Isaiah, for his fame was spread abroad, and we have read that he strengthened himself. God will allow such things to happen in your life. People will give you gifts and you receive honor, not because you are good, not because you deserve it, in order only to promote the work of God that He is doing through you. God is not after promoting you. God is after promoting His work and His kingdom business. The 10th point in fulfilling the requirement of God's call in your life, be a watchman and build watchman ministry. In verse 9 we read, moreover, Hosea, verse 9 and 10, Hosea built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. He built towers in the desert. The tower was that you were building is to notice the movement of the enemy. They can use them. They go up on the tower. They will see further, and they will get early notice and warning to watch the movement of the enemy and the people. Therefore, walk with God to build up watchman ministry. Watchman is to pray and to do the needed work. Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6 and 7 say, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day or nor night. You shall make mention of the Lord. Keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Watch my ministry, to watch, to pray, to give yourself notice, and to give God notice, till He establishes His purpose in the life of His church and in the life of His people. Point number 11, be industrious and good steward of what God had given you. We read in verse 10, and He built towers in the desert and digged many wells for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Uzziah used the resources of the land to reproduce living. He dug many wells to get water, to water his farms. His husbandry and other agricultural resources are good resources to support your living and the people with you. Be good steward and use the resources wisely to support your living and the ministry of God. Be good steward of whatever you receive. Point number 12, to fulfill God's calling, prepare and train others with you to do the work of God. We have read in verse 11 to verse 13 that Uzziah had a big, strong, and well-equipped army, 370 soldiers, and he has over them, who command them also, thousands of leaders to lead them. You need to make a new disciples and train them to be workers and to fight the good fight and to serve the Lord with you. And as Uzziah prepared all bows and slings and shields and harbingers, we need to equip our workers and our disciples with the teaching of the Lord, and also written and recorded teaching materials should be ready and prepared for the new disciples and workers to read, study, and to apply. In the Old Testament, they use weapons to fight. We use the Word of God in the New Testament, and we need to prepare materials, we need to spend and put aside so that when we move forward, we have something in our hand to give and to prepare and to share with those who are responding to the message and who are willing to be workers for God. Point number 13, invent useful things to promote the work of God and make it more effective and more fruitful. In verse 15, we have read about Uzziah, and he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Uzziah used his mind and the mind of his people to invent new machines in order to be used to reach cities and conquer them. God give you also mind, and God give us mind, and he wanted to use our mind to invent new things to bring his word to new places and cities in the world. Technology that God provides for us today, we can use this technology to invent new things, to share his word with the people and nations far away from us, and to conquer cities and nations for him. Point number 14, don't give way to pride to rise up in your heart and prevail in your life. You know, we have read that, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. In verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Uzziah, when the Lord granted him success and all that he did, his heart got infected with the pride, and that caused him to go into his own destruction. The pride of Uzziah led him to sin against God. When he went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense, the Lord with The Lord will give you success and prosperity. And He will allow also miracles and wonderful things to happen into your life. But you still need to be humble and guard your heart against any pride. Because pride will lead you to sin against God and would push you to do sin against God and against His church. The pride of Hosea led him to do the following. What are the things that Hosea did when he had pride in his heart? First, he interfered and tried to do something that he should not do when he went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Burning incense is a ministry and service that pertain exclusively for Aaron, the priest, and his descendant. And as we have, as we know in Exodus chapter 30, verse 7, we say, "And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dresses the lamp. He shall burn incense. He shall burn incense upon it." And also in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 10, about Levi, "They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and who will burn off and who will burn sacrifices unto thine altar." And also in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 13, say, "The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever." The point here, don't allow your pride to lead you to do something that you should not do. Uzziah possibly wanted to do that because he wanted to enter and burn incense, although he knows that's not his work, and he should not do that. He wanted to do that because he wanted to imitate other wicked kings, like Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, that when he built the altar, he is the one who burned incense on it. First Kings chapter 13, verse 1. "And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense." Uzziah wanted to do like Jeroboam, but we know that Uzziah was taught by Zechariah. And sure, Zechariah taught him that he should not do such things. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5, as we have read, and I will read it in NIV. "He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success." Zechariah was a man who understood vision, the law of God, and he instructed Uzziah with the fear of the Lord. So sure, Uzziah knew that he should not do that. That's why he was accountable to the sin that he did. What Uzziah did when his heart was full of pride, he fought with the priest and tried to use force against them to do what he wanted. As we have read in verse 18, when he went to enter, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, "It pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the son of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord. from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests behold, looking upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from this. Yeah, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. The priest tried to explain to him that he should not interfere with that, because that pertained only to the priest, the son of Aaron. They should be the one to burn incense. They explained that to him, that what he's doing is sin against God and against his church. And they tried to persuade him. And they told him, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. They told him, that is a trespass. Neither should it be for thy own honor from the Lord. They told him, that will not honor you, that will dishonor you. But instead that, he will humble down and stop. He got angry and fought against the priests of the temple. Isaiah was angry and he wanted to fight. He wanted to fight with the priests, and up to the point that the Lord should interfere to protect his temple and to protect the priests when he inflicted him with leprosy in his forehead. God fought and caused leprosy in the forehead of Uzziah to protect his priests and his church. He supported the firm stand of the priests by inflicting Uzziah with leprosy in his forehead. Therefore, don't allow pride to creep inside your heart. Don't give way to pride to raise up in your heart and prevail in your life. Point number 15, what we learn from the life of Uzziah to fulfill God's calling: repent and accept God's discipline. In verse 21, and Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwell in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Gotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Uzziah was cut off from the house of God and lived in a separate house. His position and ministry was given to Gotham his son. And most probably Uzziah got a lesson from what he did and from what had happened. He knew his sin, and most likely he repented, for he stayed in his separate house until he died, and without doing any further threat or trying to interfere neither with the priest nor with the temple. Therefore, when he died, the word of God say that he slept with his fathers and buried with his fathers. This is a sign that probably, that most likely, that Uzziah repented and understood that what he did was sin against the Lord. And verse 23, so Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings, for they said he is a leper. And Gotham his son reigned in his stead. So Uzziah, with his attitude of repentance and his submission to God's will to live in a separate house, was not cut off from his people. When he said that he was cut off from his people, it means that he loses salvation. But when he said that he gathered to his people, and he was slept with his father and buried with his father, it means that his repentance was accepted and his salvation was secured. Point number 16, that you learn from God's calling. Let your life's achievement and repentance be a good example to your children. In 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 1 to verse 6, we can read about the calling of God to Gotham, how he became king after Uzziah. Let's read. Gotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. So he learned from the sin of his father, and surely also his father told him, I have done wrong, don't do that. And we know that Gotham, he is the one who took the room of his father, even before his father died. And sure that his father instructed him that he should not enter the temple and do things that he should not do as Uzziah did. Gotham, the son of Uzziah, followed the steps of his father. But his sin he did not do, because his father sure instructed him and warned him also. Gotham did well like his father, but he avoided totally the sin of his father. And in verse 3 we can read that he built the high gate of the house of the Lord on the wall of Ophir. He built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountain of Judah and in the forest. He built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against him. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver and 10,000 measures of wheat and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. So Gotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Sure that he learned from the life of his father, and he got warning, and the attitude of his father living in that separate house, accepting the discipline and the work and the will of God in his life, paved the way for his son to get a good example that and a good way of life that he learned from what he saw in the life of his father. Let's pray. Tell him, Lord, I am willing, Lord, to follow you, to abide with your will and plan. Lord, thank you for your word that show me clearly what are the things that I need to avoid and not to do. Lord, I commit myself to follow the good example of Isaiah, and I commit myself not to allow pride to enter my heart and to prevail in my life. Oh God, I will do my best to impart to my children your ways, and I will instruct them, and I will instruct them with your commands. Lord, I will not fight with your church and the church leaders who taught me your ways, oh God. Commit yourself to God, and Lord, I pray for everyone who commit his ways to follow your word, and he pray from his heart, grant him success and victory, O God, and let him prosper, O Lord. And I pray that your word that you sent to your church will bring prosperity and will bring expansion of your kingdom through this ministry. And Lord, you raise up a mighty man of and mighty woman to serve you and do the work of yours. Thank you, God. Let the purpose of sending this message be fulfilled, and you reap the harvest that you desire to see from sending this word of yours. Take this message and make it reach those who are in need to hear it, and those who are waiting to hear this message. Oh God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.